says, over there, there is a special reason, because in the right said there is a distinction between Pochatzis and Nefachatzis. So, Mele, the Chachomim made an additional distinction between before Shor HaMishis and after Shor HaMishis. Now, let's see the Rashi. Beit Kin Chomet, when thou chat in the fall, they will do it, and they're doing for the Kalkirkin. Also, I see Moch Moch Kinor Mili Yisair, that when they come Moch Kinor Shulas, Moch and Nisi. So Rashi says, that the Osa Basias Moch after, before Hatzis, and after sunrise, or the Shachar, whatever, is totally unique. Tesis is Chilis. I mean, whether it's Tolin Mineg or it's Osam Tzadine, even the Mokim Shaloi no Agu, less than the Loche, is the Machi Morises, is the Machi Tan. The Dalet in Tzokhin is the Machi Tan between Rameyer and Rambude. So Rashi explains it, I'll leave it to Rameyer, and Tesis explains it, I'll leave it to Rambude. I'll leave it to Rambude. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlekes between Anshe Yehuda and Anshe Molech. So Rabbi Yehuda himself is made it, that according to Anshe Yehuda, it's not also Medina, before Chatzis. Only it's a minik. But according to Anshe Molech, Anshe Molech doesn't mean, you know, plain Jews who live in all the means. Chachmigo, otherwise it wouldn't be machlekes. This means Chachmigo. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Chatur, and she goes, so it's also a Medina, not because of me. Mishas here, Rabbi Yehuda, Chinaf Hanuag, we got for Daito. Muta Bachar is false, actually shows Kam Firki, Yutu, Mishmash Echo, Yishoke Hamo, Shol Toy Shol So, Nimi Yun Abfich, Metzinu.
Shibura doesn't mention the Machlokes. They're Be'ahidim. The Simon talks from the Dalet. Bitchil al Sleil Dalet Nisim. Beit Kines Achomet Sleil Amei. Bechurim Yitzdoki Yohoam Kili Shidarach Lachni Shem Chomet. So, Shiresh Somok Tisus Hawaii. Not Efter Tisus Hawaii. But
close to Tzitzakabot. More about what? There are dimensions really around, but I don't want to emphasize the really around because it's not so clear. The Mogavot, the Achok Yaakov, Posak, the Abdiketzor, Yil, the Lailo Mamesh, Achat Tzitzakabot, the Loi, Inashmash. So there's a machloket between Mogavron and the Chokia. According to Mogavron, the DK, the Chokia should be somewhat of this side. And according to Chokia, it has to be effort system. As a matter of fact, the Chalibet here on the reef, you'll see on the Chalibet is on the Maskona of the Noah, the Kulaum Eirut. So the scribe says, right of the Kutus Kol, the night, air, and we call Ilo. All right, we're schnocking, but it's not, I thought that Ilo is not such a vulgar expression. So he says the reason is because the Chathile, there is a mitzvah to make the decay when there is still daylight. When there is still daylight. Outside, that means before the second, because especially if we assume that the Haile Chit is like a Kartam, otherwise, when it says a Kehobim, so it's completely dark, because that's what this Kehobim of a Kartam represents, total darkness, total darkness. So, in other words, the Haile Chit appears like Mogavron. Not like the Chokia. Every time Rashi talks, it appears like that. Because Rashi says, "Ut." I mean, it's true, this Rashi is referenced today in connection with Beit Kineir, Arbosa. But whatever Eir means there, so it means the Gabi Dike. The Rashi says, Why doesn't Rashi say it is a common? So it's a riot that Rashi agrees with the riot that in the moment of one, some of the life, not life on earth. Namely, in the absence of the teacher, he must have a life on the tower of the way. Ah, he's super good at one on. He beloved the rice and fish in the dam, which is all the shakash come down and the rabbi no one will play more sell. If the rabbi is not subscribed to the machine, the little boy had there. And another rabbi no one will go as his cane, maybe you are not with our gold to do. And at the amra to the rabbi, but the rice is a cost of kaki and he is a homie. So the rabbi no one is not there, she is a choice. And the mile of the cabin is a homie, she is a choice. And the rabbi is a homie, he said it for a change. I will show you range, the choice, the suits, the operations also. Lidor, how will we don't look at the Alfoco with Pavon and Rice, which we don't know. The Lord of Shame, the King, the choice, the Mishish, the Sheba. How will this exactly help on our support group? Is a clarion goes on. All right, Mason. A machine, Mashui, Salahi, of his manly catchy, originally. The practice by the Sanhedrin was not to send out shluchim to all the Jewish communities in the world to inform them which day was declared as a shalish, whether the 30th of the outgoing month or the 31st of the outgoing month. That was later because of the zdukim, the shikusim. But originally, so the practice was the Sanhedrin didn't send out any shluchim. But how did they inform the Jewish communities, the Yisrael and the Chutz Lo'aretz of when? Which day did the Mokiveas Hashemesh, whether the 30th or the 31st? So by means of signals, what kind keines Himmels, so schlugen Wesen just to ascend mountains in Yerushalayim. And the lit torches. So then the Jews were standing on the other mountains farther away from Yerushalayim. They saw the torches on one mountain. They did the same thing. So they again lit torches. And then the Jews were standing on the third mountain, was far away from Yerushalayim, also lit torches. And then on the fourth mountain, so in other words, so on all the mountains in Eretz Yisrael, they were torches. And then, so they did the same thing, the Yerushalayim was also lit torches. So that's the way they informed. I mean, before, you know, the telephone was introduced. So that's the way they communicated the message to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, any of us, if for some job, but anyway, that's the way they did it. So when did they light the torches? So if a certain Chiddush was in Sabeir, Saba means that the 31st of the Alban month was declared as a Shkadesh. So then they didn't light any torches. But he even came on the 30th and he said that they saw the moon the night of the Chayyeh. So then they basically declared the 30th as the first day of the incoming month. So then the night after the 30th, they lit the torches. So when Jews and other mountains beheld the torches on the night of the 31st, or the night following the 30th, so they knew that the 30th was already declared as the first of the incoming month. אם השם ישוי שוחרי שמיר מזמן הוא יקעת שם ואם ישראל אין אי ישראל תחיל ישבו נסבר he didn't like the torches so the Jews in the Arts of Soil and the Chus Lorenz knew that the 31st was declared as the first of the incoming month Mashim Ashwein's אבוקים כראש העולם הוא שתובז מניסים וידיע שהיית תשובז את החידש אלא כשנובן ולקעת שם ושלישים שנלכבי אילו כשאחר ישנים בבסק שנשמחות ובקעת שם שתובשו שמיים ואשמר כמל דחות אבו משוויז יעמול לו לאבו משוויז ושאחר משוויז שנשאחר ישנים בה לרגוע אלו לרשוב השלישים וידיע שהיית נזכבי שעדים נזכבים, סובר שאין שני יכול, קורא אי ריבורי על שם שגורים, I don't understand why the Maseres HaShas made a correction. The way it appears originally seems to be correct. סובר שלי שני יכול, קורא לאיר ריבורי, לאיר ריבורי. The only thing is, according to some of the shame, so we should say לאיר ריבורי, because the Rav Amir mentions the Amishim, you say, it makes a difference when he says איר, לאיר בוסו, or לאיר בוסו. If it says איר לאיר בוסו, it means the night of the 14th. If he would say, because he doesn't say that, but if he were to say Le'era was how it would mean the night after the 40. So here the torches were lit on the night after the 30. So the girl said it appears in the original light. מפני שהיין נסקביש, לילו שטייש נאחות, קורת לאי ריבוי. But since it was written here, air, some male masters of Shas changed it, Leil Shleish. But if we just make a change in one Lamed, then we don't have to make such a major change. So we can accept the Gersi, Shayim is Kaddish, Leil Shleish in the Echot, Kore, Leil Ribuy. The only thing that we have to change, he just read a lament before it. So that will be in accord with the Shite, Sirius of Hashem, that Eir Avoso means the night of the 14th, the night before the 14th. And Leir Avoso means the night after the 14th. Al Nehote Lui, Mashri, Mashri Shleyan, Rochei, Meise, Shmam, Meise, Mithalai, No, Mashri, Alamus Beach, Leiro, Tom, Kishe, Dain, Veraglai, Dibre, Rebbe. So there is a loche of Kishe, Dain, Veraglai. Now suppose the king made Kishe, and he did one of them. Then he has to do another of them. He doesn't have to make another Kishe, Dain, Veraglai. So the Kishe, Dain, Veraglai that he made, once is enough. So, but suppose the night transpired, so then, even though he didn't sleep and nothing, so then when it comes day, he's required to make another kishulam. So, even though he sleeps in the baby all the time, and there was no hefsek, but since he changed from night to day, so he's required to have another Kiddush Shnei Raglayim. Machet Olayim Yotom Kiddush Shnei Raglayim. So what does it mean? In the Rebbe, that when it's daytime, so apparently here is not water. So the answer is, here it doesn't say here. Here it says Eiro, Eiro Shal. If it's on Eiro, we call it Abdude, Duloshin Yeh. Now, the thesis. Mein is Eid Aladus Masiyas Melochet, Eich Hashos Masiyas Melochet, Mokim Shino Agu. Bein Yir Adri, Yitir Mokim Shino Agu, Mokim Behedi, Der Abdude Yisli, Yisure, Biloi Inor. And here, who is involved in Machlekes Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi not the mayor. So why, how can Rashi explain it? Alibi the mayor. Now, but it's not so pushed. If not, according to the mayor, so he's told me, according to the Yude, so Alibe did me go here. It's a deed. It's not for him. It's not a deed. Alibe did me go here, but Alibe did me Yude. So Mele can say, Rashi, true that here, Rabbeya is involved in Machlekes, and I'm sorry, Rabbi Yude is involved in Machlekes with the brothers of Yaakov. But Rabbi Yude says it, Al Libet Dibne Yehude, not Al Libet Dibne Yehude. So maybe there is no kasha against Rashi. When you live in the Roshan Lai, the Rabbi Yisli Yisuvah Bloi Nohoge, Vehi, Tonetan Yisuvah Bat Amret Nohoge, Vehi Tner Zehi Chenoi, you find in Shas, Bachlike between the Yehude and the God. So why does this assume that since Alibidir, according to the Buddha, so Alibidir Nigorio, so it's a deal, so some melee history and explain to me why didn't Kashi explain it? And Kashi explained it. How Lipe the spur of Judaism out here. But how Lipe did they own it? And even the Judaism made this, that according to the Yehuda, so it's stolen the neck. Apparently, Jesus holds that he, there is much later between the Yehuda and the Goyal, so now life is like a God. Now there is a machlekes in Xuris. It means probably a quote. Machlekes in God to the Xuve. In regard to the Xuve. So there is machlekes between the Yehuda and the Goyim. So the Goyim say that he can have money. Like this, and of money is entitled to be supported by the Zim. But once she collects the Xuve, so the Yisrael don't have to give us support. You see? But, until she collects the Xuve, so then the Yisrael now appears to give us support. And the Bezni can be here to Hossi and collect Mizinus every day for the Almoni until she collects it. Question is, suppose the Almoni says, I don't want politics. I want to be supported. I don't even want politics. And the same would say, no, we are ready to give you the civil right. So there is a machlekes between Tzvandaf and Mokis. There is a machlekes between the Yehuda and the God. So there he is, as the Machlekes between the Yehuda and the God. The Yehuda and God doesn't mean that plain people in the Yehuda and God. It can be Machlekes. So it means Chachmi or the Chachmi God. So the Machlekes, how do we pass it? There's a Machlekes shame, whether we pass the light in the Yehuda or we pass the light in the God. Now, many of the Shem passed him like Yehuda, and many of the Shem passed him like Nikola and that Machlekes. The Ramon Ebenezer passed him like Nikola. Maybe takes the cheating is that whenever there is a Machlekes between Yehuda and Nikola, also the Alochim like Nikola. I mean, we don't find any cloud by the Alochim. So that's why it takes this, is massive. Against Rashi, but maybe Rashi, but it's not so against Rashi. Maybe Rashi too, that here the Judy is involved in an argument between whether we are God. But the Judy is made there that our Libra did the Yehuda. So it's only our Libra did the Goel, it's a deal, it's not only some of the red, maybe Rashi is like. Like the Yehuda, so even according to the Yehuda, unlimited the Yehuda, so it's for me, so Kashi based that upon me. Right. The words of Yaakov and Yemisha say, Limayim maskin o neyam mamesh. Why does this say, Limayim maskin o neyam mamesh? The ultimate paskona of the Gemara is, that no one ever held that air is Yamamish. That everybody agrees that air means Ode. Even Rabune agrees that air is Ode. But because of Rosh Nikio, Nayu is Yamamish. So that's the ultimate Paschal. But Rashi does, Tesis doesn't mean the ultimate Paschal. The Maskone and this specific Kash. That's what I mean. My Maskin and your mamish, look at the words of Yaakov, she and the Yulze, Bitchulasayim. So, according to the immediate Maskone, not remote, don't Maskone is that everybody agrees that there is all. מאַכע אַס מאַכע אַס ווען אַס רפוני קומען נאר יו וואס ער ביז קומען ליר קומען ליר but Jesus doesn't mean the ultimate that thing he means the immediate has come here so then why does the brother Yaakov say from Amuda Shachar, Amuda Shachar. So she alludes in the first age because Rabbi Yaakov holds the use of the Lochre, whether it's based on Minik or it's on Din. So it only applies to the beginning of the day. When does, according to the Din, the day begin? Not at sunrise, at Amuda Shachar. So Mele, he says, the Yisamaloche begins with the beginning of the day. And this is what I say, but up to day, so why does up to the same as Chamo? But what's the significance of the Chamo? Loche, should be beginning of the day. Why is Chamo? What's so significant about the Chamo? So he said, but if you look at the Chamo, he says, Knisas Peel in the Loch, she achas richas a shemesh, ki yoma basichas a peel, peel bitlisos in the shalei, bitzios in the shalobas. Now the question is, when somebody engages in work, so when break noon day, when does he have to start work? When does he have to start work? So, of course, if it is stipulated, so then we follow the agreement of the parties. But suppose nothing is mentioned in the agreement between the employer and the employee when we should start working. Now stop. So then the Morris is appealing and says, Peel bichli sosem mishalei. Tiosei Mishalobais. Now Tiosei doesn't mean when he comes back from work. But Tiosei means when he starts working. So why is that called Tiosei? In other words, not Tiosei in the sense of leaving the place of work, leaving the factory, but Tiosei in the sense of leaving his home. Tiosei. When he goes to work, so he leaves it when he's yating from the house. So it's Michel Balabais. Balabais, in other words, he doesn't have to give his time, but from the Balabais time. Because he only has to be at the place of work at some place, not at Amish. Why is he again? After all, he was engaged to work during the day, and the day begins, al-Bedin, at Amuda Shach. And as far as all mitzvahs of Yehi are concerned, it's a new Epshika, all mitzvahs that require Yehi, so if he fulfills them, after Amuda Shach, he becomes a mitzvah. So here too, if he was engaged to work during the day, he should be at the factory or in the field or the sodom, and to ready to start work at Amuda Shachar. So why do we say that he has to be in the field, in the factory, only at sunrise? Because of the pasuk in Baruch Nafshi. Yizrach HaShemesh Tiz. Tizrach HaShemesh Yosefu Ve'Oinoson Yobeitzu. And then Yeitze, the Pasuk says, Yeitze Odom Mifolei Labidosi Adere. So that means, when is Yeitze Mifolei? When the Shemesh was already Zareach. Because the Pasuk Yeitze Odom Mifolei is mentioned after the Pasuk of Tizrach HaShemesh Yosefu Bel Minonoson Yobeitzu. So, the portion. saw. So that means that even though the interval between Amrashacha and Meitz is already part of the day, so in other words, he's taking off. It belongs to Balabais. But it's your Sinisha Balabais. In other words, he can take off from the Balabais time because it already belongs to Balabais. In other words, actually, we should say that the prayer should start working at Amra Shacha, because it's already daytime. So still, it's Nivate. The Balabais is Nivate, we say in Astar. So the Balabais is making a concession to the worker that he does not have to be there at Amra Shacha. He has to be there only at next. And Bichmisose, when he comes back, when he comes back from work, so Bichmisose is Nishaloi, that's his time. Because actually, when does the day end? When it's night already. So he has to come, leave the field or leave the factory when it's already dark. So in view of the fact that in regard to Peah, we do locha, so then that the working starts in sunrise, so maybe some locha of Pesach is also the same time when the working day of the workers So it was a Yaakov is neither like the Shammai nor like the Sir. Now this is very strange. So we don't find an individual Tanakh should be Chaylik and both the Shammai and the Sir. So I think that in Tesis here means Lehabe Loik Misham and Loik Misirel. So he doesn't mean that he's chilkamol. No, he holds that there was no machleket between Bishama and Bishila on that point. That's what. Otherwise, it's strange that Rabbi Yaakov would be chilek consciously and intentionally on both Bishama and Bishila. Again, he means the immediate Salkadaito. Because as far as the ultimate Maskon is concerned, so that's the ultimate Maskon and other Salkadaito. So, Umayi Salkadaito, they are Ute, is Kibishamai. So then he says, by Bishamai, Yener was a Yaakov, we nechri Kubishamai, Ubisil, Ubibazi. So, I think that even before Tesis Men, since on the surface it appears neither like Bishama nor like Israel, so mainly we naturally have to say that we naturally could be Shama and Israel. But then, so then on the surface it appears like Bishama. So we have to say the same thing, but is the same thing with Almighty Salk Daitoch and Almighty Salk. Alright. Hey, what do you mean? Just also appears like the story, Koch, but the Muhammad, that from me, I will have the story, and the Muhammad, and the Muhammad, and the מעלון שטוב בחיים צבי לא ימי.
אי.
מייס, מרזות חייניס ומרזות חי, על הפרס יהיה משנים ביחוד, ושם פתאום קום ובסיר בחיים, אום ובסיר בשמי, מייס נשנים ביחוד, משנים ביחוד, ובסיר תומר מישהו יקום, ובקום ובסיר בשם, מייס נשנים ביחוד, משנים ביחוד, שמענו נאות, הוא שמענו, נא, תאור חיליס, ותיבי וומן, his birthday child, Zoho. So she stole 7 days and then she has 33 days in the game. If she gives birth to Gabor, so she's male 40 days and she has 66 days of in the game. So by letting Zoho, the normal cycle in the woman begins with the 41st day, whereas the Gabor, the normal cycle of the woman begins with the 81st. Now, same thing is true if instead of giving birth to a viable child, so she has a miscarriage as long as the fetus is already 40 days old. If it's less than 40 days old, so then it's my illness, so there is no need to it, there is no and there is no even payout, of course. If she bleeds, so she's needed for 7 days anyway, because she bleeds, but not with such illness, because less than 40 days is kimaiba. But if the fetus is more than 40 days, so then is the same thing as the letters of a viable child. Now, suppose she gave her appellates El Shmei. Suppose, let's say, she gave birth to one child. And then she was developed after the seven days, 14 days, and she was tells the Bible, and she was disciple, and then she had, let's say, and she had a miscarriage more than 40 days, let's say, that is the case, so I mean, by miscarriage, we are always chayshish, maybe it's the case, because we don't know if it's a miscarriage. We don't know that the fetus was a male or a female, so male yet chayshish. Maybe it's in the cable. And let's say the fetus was after 40 days. So 40 days, so then she has him to make because of the miscarriage. Now let's see the rush. Our person should be able to come and come on this very much to become method of what is our way. Your first of all is to be made all is our ways come back to this set of human things. Your lack of ways can she come with this one. Some people in the sabbath in the pillow, in the table is the pillow on the very come back. In the lack of ways pillow on the sky will come on the shame. Kedem in the shmeo. So if she has a miscarriage and it's taken place, it's still within, it's prior to the 81st day, so then she doesn't have to bring the second call for the second wedding, the second miscarriage. But one call, part of both. As soon as there is a miscarriage, one will be suppose the miscarriage takes place after the Malays on the 81st day, so then she already became really calm for the first lady. So then she has a miscarriage, so she has to bring the next call. Because of the second lady, miscarriage is also like a lady. Was like, the question is, suppose she has a miscarriage the night of the 81st. So there is a machleket between Bishamai and Bezir. So Bishamai say that the night of the 81st is the same as if she had a miscarriage before the prince. And the seals say that the night of the first is like a miscarriage on the daylight of the
I can't take it.
präsent am Limmer. An diesem Trasor in der Stichwindisch oder die Himmelzähl, die hat die Zählerei, und kann man hier nachher hier die Stiche auch mit ihr Rutel schmammen. Hier die Stiche, hier die Schöpfische, hier auch eine Gassen hier die Stiche, war schon die Koje, die Zivio, die Fachen hier auch hier und noch aus, die Zivilzähl, die Schöpfische hier auch mit der Rutelsport, Wach nach von der Hotel und der Sibi, Kompone, Jocho, Stein, der Komisch, die Jami. Mal haben wir nach einem Sibi, die Fik, Kolben, die von der Beke, Hokorai, wo ihr Chil, die Chil, Pesach, die Sion, der Beke, auf Kamal, der Chil, und der Zumbo, und wir machen uns an den, die ich hier in Mochas, der Chil, und ich in der Schach. Mal haben die da, wo es Chil, die ich groß nach los, was du uns musst, das sagen, ist in der Amerika, wie ich es Chil, auf Kamal, wo es die Kolben, die Kolben, die Kolben, Von Hunger bis an das Haaren, das nicht gehen soll. Kann in dem Radien ja und je. Ich bin halb voll Eier und nachher und es riefe. Lehre ich in jedem ist, aber weil ich von mir und die Dätsche Tio. Tosch mal erst in der Kipurin, die ist Paul und Sheba. Und es war nicht. Aber für die Nestre, die viele, die sind die Bibel. Der Neiter von Kipper. Schachritz in the morning, ist Paul Sheba in the minute, ist Paul bei der Wind und ist Vater. Denn Muse, ist Paul Sheba und ist Vater, bin München, ist Paul Sheba und ist Vater. Die Avis, die Neid auf die Zerritschper, ist Paul Mein, Schmeino Esser. Es so, he says, dann kann man sehen, that there's a special bullet, die Zerritschper, he doesn't have to daven a fullness, but he says just do a shenes, do a shenes, and I'll be made on the middle. And so he says, so, Kapchanin, and I'm really in the Shmavei, he said, no, that's the way you pass it. He's probably a shenes for shenes. He should talk to him, I'll be looking at us. So, I'll be a little bit. Schmarrna. Das ist der Ultimum, was kommt. Toschma, die Tonnen, die Schmuel, die Labos, die es kommt an Ehe. Aber nur du. Bin auf Jülich, wo auch ihr Ute, wo die Leute liegen. Mag die Asse, mag Asse. Das ist auf Jülich, kommen Nage. Und die Asse, wie auf Jülich, kommen Leben. Die Tanne, die Tonnen, bei Tanne, die Tonnen, die Leben, die ist die Weile, die noch kann. Und wenn ich schöne Leder, wenn ich immer Leder und so, und auf dem Grünen Piepsch, auch der Kost ist mir eins ist, und hängt sich auf dem Grünen Piepsch, und in der Bima hat Tiro, und in der Bima ist ein Nenoteo. So, you have the thought that said, in der Bima hat Tiro, und in der Bima hat Meo. So how many letters does that mean you have? Hey, Tess, Mem, Aleph, Hey. Five letters. But instead of saying, in Abimu at Meo, so the Torah says, Asher Inenu Tehio. How many letters are comprised in Asher Inenu Tehio? Asher three, and then Inenu five, so it's eight. And then the hero 5 is 13, but Atmeo is 5. You subtract 5 from 13, you get 8. So in other words, the Torah expressed it in a roundabout way and used extra 8 letters in order not to say Atmeo, to say more to express it, more Loshnot. So the dear Tori, Mikhailo, so there is 9 extras. So the question is, and the fact is, that there is a teasing of, So why you girls? We discussed it before the summer, immediately, because of the connection with Rabbi Kvedia and Shabbos. So why does Rabbine, why does Hapokas and Tisha, when actually they are 10 experts? The answer is, you see, Rashi is probably because the world is silent. It's very sexy, but in the Kree it's not heard before. Whether there is a bomb or not a bomb, the Kree is the same. Some Mele, he considers it from the point of view of the Kree. In the Kree, we only had 9 extra letters. And Rabine considers it from the point of view of the Kree. All right, let's see the Rashi. Das war auf dem Korn, wo sie nahe hat, eine von der Lehre, von der Schwung, von der Schmalle, von der Schemitz von der Kier, da ist es auch schon ein Kio, und wir haben schon eine Lehre damit genommen. Und er habe ich immer lieber Baum nicht mehr. Wie ist von mir, wo ich kann kommen, wo ich kann nach, wo ich sage, wo ich kann schon die Ordnung, ich sehe, du machst mir auch genug, habe ich mir nichts hier sogar, hat mir auch ein Schiss gesehen, ich habe mir eine Minute hier, ich bin 16, ich habe 30, 7, Tome, schon hoch in der Duchte, in der Metro, in der Duchte, in der Kiosk. Na, Asch ist bei der Kasch, Monefschach. Hier, die Tora, wo es mir akkim, der Wosch, and expressed it in the roundabout way, in order to express the Wosch, not to say, habe ihn hat Meo. So how did the Tora so many times emphasize the stomach, Meo? So, this is the Kashi. So what is the Teretz? Tommy is not washing sheep talking. Tommy is washing sheep talking. It's a deal. How could Chasvi Shalom be considered as the washing sheep talking? It's a deal. But, so, one of Shech, if it's not the washing sheep talking, so why or in Neach, Neachim, in order to teach us a certain lesson. That's what Rashi says. But the Balamoy here, and the Tore, and the Miri, and the Dovi, it is interesting that the Rei Orein says it, I think, you know, he mentions Sharichuber from Yehne. But he mentions Sharichuber from Yehne, and he doesn't mention Amin the Balamoy here, because there are really no there. It was doubt, Abdullah didn't know, but they all say it. The Sharichuber from Yehne says it, the Balamoy here. They say not like Rashi. Rashi says that the Tomei of Meo is Yiloshinoki too, and it means Neach is Yiloshinoki, because the Torah uses that washing constantly. In Shmini, in Tazria, in Tzera, Amin, we're not. He's a being, the Hashem Tomei. So what kind of the Yiloshinoki is? But, so it means Neach is Yiloshinoki. But the Tomei may always be Roshna. But one time the Torah emphasized and expressed it in a roundabout way, no repetitious lessons. But the Balamoyer and Rabbi Yenish and Shube and Rabbi Dovid and Rabbi Yenish say something else and say, after Martin Torah, so there is our help to make, so we really need Roshna. But here, Neach, the format of Torah, so the behemoths of Neach were also mutabachim. So there was no halachic significance, so it wasn't such a Roshna. That's why the Torah had to use to express it in a roundabout way. Oh. ככה כלומר תשע שני רכים, בכל יש לו יוטוי למקרא לילה, אבל אם היה סרח בו ביטוי, יש לו יוטוי רב ומכתק אשתו מבחינה ממש, וזה יוטוי חוסבות, כי קודם תשע שני עשרים, פתאום אין לו שורש, בו ביטוי לא רק חוסר. אבל אנחנו יודעים, כלומר שיש עשר שני כלומר יתקרו ביוטי תוי, תולוי, תוי, כי אם המקרה תומי הוא מקרה בלישתי משכן מיקום, תזי מייצי... אוי, לא מגיע. הייתון, עשרה שלי, בנישת, תרגים, אוי. נאו, יציזי במורי, אפתו והשתי כאן נוסק, ומכל העומד, אלו עובדי. כל העומד, אלו עובדי. So I'll just ask you to go over to the mall. Up to this morning you went over. I mean, it's a very simple morning dish. So, but to go to prepare for tomorrow, up to the boil, Hamaskia Vaisa Khabir Bechaskashba.
Just isn't refined. Sometimes it's a little bit of a chil Hashem when a yeshiva student uses expressions, I don't want to say it, but I'll spell it, you know, in the sense of not good. Say, I mean, it's a pardon is not good, so they use the expression L-O-U-S-Y. You'll find fine people, professors, I mean, whatnot, and rabbis using their expression, but in my opinion, when a yeshiva student uses that expression, I don't care for the fact that there are many professors and PhDs who use that expression. It just isn't refined. I wouldn't say it's vulgar talk, then everybody is talking vulgar talk. But it's certainly not refined. So that's the aloha of Leilo Misabe Odom Biloshi Mikio. Shari Gizov Kori Melka Udisho Kori Mesha. So I mean, and you see, Nignora says, we shouldn't be specific Malin, and we shouldn't be specific Lilo. So we do use, we do apply the expression Melka to Gabicho. If it had been in vulgar language, so could we say, we shouldn't be Susa Delilo, use the vulgar expression Chasnicholem? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. It's not vulgar. It's not the most refined expression. So, that depends upon the circumstances. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Bizov ksiv the whole America was Yirka, Ubisho ksiv, we are like three of the new Shevis. Why? Does he say Lachia Shayi Sheves, Lifishin Hogun Lehastu Lichivo, Upiso Kadlai Bisho? The Afro Pisha, America, Bahamisha, Shogun Bishne, Batif Halosh Nahuni, Mitzvah Lehokach. You see how Rashi emphasizes. Mitzvah Lehokach, not Osea. This is, does it loshin gune, libute, has to show them, is it terrible thing? But this is not loshin gune. It's not the most refined expression. Bomalei loshin no kol nibua. So the isha liksi, oh, my name, Rasha Lomalei name, or after in the Kano, I'm forgetting, I'm really raised. Teirei kilevul shino shiyos, some piyad buro, aval chachonim mishnu braise, in lehakvila lishenot. There isn't even any success to be marked down with fine expression. Toshma atikalosh nahum, shamanu sha'ahumim, b'chavei loshinei. You see, ohum is one of the words that has different meanings. For example, v'anochol sholo ohum kol chayas esore. So then ohum is used in that person. In an unfavorable sense, it doesn't mean Orum was smart, he was sagacious, shrewd, in an unfavorable sense. But, Atifcha was Nahumi, there it means prudent, in a favorable sense. So sometimes Orum means shrewd, and sometimes it means prudent. Is it unrefined to apply the expression Merkat to the show? Vaxi Vatokum Uto in our cell, Vatir Kavnal Agmali. The Kavnal Agmali. So the Gemara says, Hosom Mishin Yesuse Digmalin Uchin. Uchin. Now, so when Gemara says Yesuse Digmalin, so it doesn't mean that because of Yesuse Digmalin, it's not, then it is a refined expression. The expression doesn't change. Whether they are susidic malum or not. In other words, it goes without saying that as old Rishim point out. In other words, Chas V'Sholem, that the Torah should be channeled defects because of refined expression. After all, there is a difference in the din between Merkava Vizav and Mejava Vizav. But what it means is, in other words, if there is no shim of defects, and it's possible to express it in a refined way and in a more refined way, so then the Torah expresses it in a more refined way, But there is no doubt that inasmuch as Rivka was engaged in camel riding, so Mele, it's not unrefined to mention the fact. What should the Torah say? That Rivka was Vateishev, Rivka bin Aliseol of Malim. I mean, that would not have been an accurate narration of the facts, because if the Torah had said, Vateishev Rivka bin Aliseol of Malim, Vatokom Rivka bin Aliseol, Vatishavno al Agmalim, so then it would imply that they just sat down on the camel. They didn't move. I mean, it wouldn't be an accurate narration. So once Rivka engaged in camel riding, naturally, so the Torah has to say, Vatakavno, not Vatishavno. But, Monefsha, if Recheves by Isha is not the most refined expression, so it's not. So to go camel riding for a woman is not the most refined demeanor. So how come the Rivka, who was the symbol of refined behavior and demeanor, was engaged in camel riding? Rava says, we should be assisted in Malim. So Mele, it is a refined demeanor. It depends upon the circumstances. So it is refined demeanor. So Mele, if it was refined demeanor, so of course the Torah certainly could have expressed the facts. Because if the Torah had not used Vatakavno, then it wouldn't have been an accurate narration of the facts. Uchel, Vaksi, Vayikach, Meshes, Ishkei, Vezbono, Vayakim, Rachameya, so Mesh Rabbeinu himself told his wife to go Chamei riding. So Miron got on Meshes, of course it is very refined. So the Gemara says, Hosom Mishum Bono Uchi Vaksi Vihir Chavis La'amechameir Hosom. So in other words, Mishum Bono, okay, but Tzipere also went riding. The answer is, so it was a refined demeanor in order that the children of Moshe should be together with the mother. The Amin should take care of them. So, Vaksi via the Cheves Lachameya, that's in connection with Abigail. Hosom Mishim Ba'asuse Deleile Urchel. V'iboy Yisema Mishim Ba'asuse Deleile Leke. Because she had to rush, because her husband, Kunoko, behaved, deported, returned away, was loving, and she wanted, you know, to explain to Dobby. So she had to rush, so it was all right. It was all right for her to go donkey riding. under the circumstances. The boy says, we should say, let it elect we should mercy, said, you don't be dike, the boy is saying that the Jesus said, you don't be namaleke, you should Jesus say, what is the heart? What is written here? The heart, yeah, the heart. You should Jesus say, the heart. Now, what do we see from this Gemara? That it's not the most refined demeanor for a girl to go horseback. That we see from this Gemara. But, let's say, she has to tell somebody important message, of course, then it is the most refined way. But just for sports, to go horse riding, just for fun, is not the most sneezy cat, the meaner. Now, the Gemara is the Kashi, who the Reise will exist on me. Now, isn't that the Kashi, doesn't this present the Kashi against Rabbi Mihene? Mihene, Rabbi Miri, Rabbi Dovi, Sifra Michton, they all say the same thing, that after Matan Torah, when certain meaning more Nessa, so then Tomei is Rosh Nikio, but so then every mean was mutabachu. So melee Tomei was not the most refined Meo was not the most refined expression. So why did the more ask Kashi Uve Reise Milo Xif Tomei? And then, when the boy is the terrace, I will call Heche, Heche, the boy is the terrace, but I simply see from here, I will call Heche, Heche, Adonai Minu, Mishtoye Glosh Nikio, call Heche, the Mifish and Yile, Mishtoye Glosh Nikio. So what does it mean? If the Glosh Nikio, the Glosh Nikio, the Glosh Nikio, so, involve the same gravity, so then we have to use the Loshin Kiyo. But if the Loshin that is not so Kiyo is shorter than the Loshin Kiyo, so then we can use the Loshin Shein Kiyo. So Chassi Sholem, I mean that thing. The more I should say that when it's a question of brevity, so one is allowed to use the vulgar language in order to be more brief, has to show it on me. Cannot be something considerable. The answer is, of course, you see, there is no doubt that there are two categories. There is a category of vulgar language, and that's an avera, vulgar language. And then there is another category of not refined language, not in itself, but it's not the ideal thing. There is a success to use refined language, even though not unrefined. Even though the unrefined is not has shown vulgar memory. Now, so it goes without saying that Tomei is not a Loshin, but it's not the most not emotion. Not the most refined expression. So that's the most casual. und eins der Lieblings sieht von mir. Hallo, komm ich, ich Losh Noki, but it's not the most refined expression. And then there is another expression that is more refined. But if using the more refined expression would involve Arichas Losh Noki, so then it's all right to use the less refined expression in order to be more amicable, I need the Loshin Tzor, Loshin Tzor. So, Mashiach, okay, if they both involve the same brevity, then even though both are refined, but if one is more refined, there is a necessity to choose the more refined expression. So the meaning of brevity has a didactic function. In other words, it's better in order to teach it only to use the Russian song. So he says that Habeimu Ashaloi Teiro, so there it's not a Loshinoki, because the form of the Torah, it was Mutabahir. So there was no such category of Habeimu Teiro. So, and to use Meo would have been a Loshin Sheine, Loshin Sheine no. That's what Rabbi Meir says. And the Rabbi Meir says the same thing, but the Rabbi Meir adds one thing. And because, now the question is, why does the Torah say, Neah, Habeima Hashem Teiro? Where is the Teiro before Matan Teiro and not Teiro? All the behemoths are the same. So he says, because from the Gemara in Zvochim, Dafuk to Zion, it appears that a behemoth Shalena Teo doesn't mean the main, let's say, like Isus, all the main of the Torah, but it means those animals that were involved, that were engaged in promiscuity. Probably because in the Tera Mabel, so even the animals were corrupted, you see. So that's why it's enough. That's why Rabbeinu. Now Rabbeinu is in, you'll find it in Shari Tshuva, towards the end of Shah Shishi, paragraph Reish Lamed. It's Shah Shishi, paragraph Reish Lamed, In this Sharim Tshuva, it is page 346. V'yomu Rabbi Seinu, Leilom, Al Yetzi Odom Dobom Nibunen Pi, Sharika Makosuf Shmei Noe Isiyah. ולהיצי דובו מגונן פי, שנאמר ומאבימו אשר ממנו תירו, כי בואי סייבי, הויסו בהימו עצמאו מותרס באחירו, אך לא הויסו תירו לקוף, אל תנחשב לא שיגונן, אם יגענו אודם הגורם אשר ימח על אודם. כי תזמין שלי לפק, ובהימו תמאו דייר נאח, means not in meir, like Isus Echameya, but it means those animals that were involved in promiscuity. He doesn't mention the meir, he mentioned them. On the basis of the Gemara is Wochen of Kuf Zayin. But he, from the contrary, from his Mashma, that it really meant the meaning that, in, that later on became Nesach. That's how it's much. Kivei Isayiyo Isobeim Atmeo Muteret Vahilei Ach Lo Isoteo Lakor Alki Nechshav Roshe Nigune Im Igame Odom Advorim Asherim Machol Odom Vinichai Odom Lizoya Shalo Yeitzi Nipi Dobo Nigune Gam Kisidienu Hanachosei Roshe Nigune Lehar Boro ולהרחי ממורו, כי זהו כמו יגודיה, ולזויה מן אבוסתה, שהיא מעדיר סחמורי, וגם גודיה ולזויה מסיפו לו שמורי, ומסינזדי פי בבריאס, כמי שאומרו רבי סיינו זכרינם לברוכה, על החוקס הדיבו בגנוס, אפילו בגנוס בהימות נאו, ולדיבר הקוסו. ואומר, אומר רבי סיינו, כי אחד מן הכהנים, אומר לכם רבי יחן בן זכאי, הגיע לחלקי מלחם הפונים, כי שיעו זנב על תוי, על גמור, ובוט כאחו, ומוצו בי שמץ פסוק. ואיד אומר רבי סיינו, so you see, that Kamiyene also mentions that there are two categories. One is Roshi Shigunit, that's Nisa. And then there is a middle success of using refined language. Veidomu Rabbi Seinu ki chayev odom livchir bidvorov v'shem kovet ulaniach loshin sheino shal kovet gam keineno migune bein divriateiro ubein bisichas iske yoimom ובלבד שלו יאמי רבורו בעבוזה בדברי בדבריתרו כי חיה ועודו מלישניס לתלמידו בדרך צורו ואינגן הוא אישן קובט הוא דרך הדיבו והשיחו אשר דורכו בו נקי הדעס ומדברי צוחץ ואם שקרים ומכירים איזו אישן קובט ואיזו תמורוסף כמו שנאמר ושיחה ושנעומים, ונאמר, ודעספוסה יבואו מלילו, ונאמר, כסף נבחר ושן צדק. So, he mentions two separate categories. One is ראש ניבונה, and one is, that's an Easter. And then there is an exercise to use extra refined language, ראש ניבונה. Doesn't it seem that Rashi is really can Rabbi Meir? Because Rashi says here, V'han v'lil ikei, that's the Pasuk Neach, also, V'lamet choshe tzorech v'chazer achaloshinoki, achaloshinoki, u'vishom ikei neis, כסיב לו שמיגונה וקוצר ללמד חו שישנה אודום לתלמידי לו שמצורו לפי שמתקיים להסדיר ששלו יהיה סב נערוך so Rashi is not חייבת עם רבי מיינה Rashi also agrees with רבי מיינה that they are two separate categories. One category is washing women. That's easy. Another category is extra refined language. That's
washing knocking.
Yeah. No, I mean washing carpet.
Washing carpet.
Washing carpet. I can mean it refers to it as washing carpet. So in other words, you can use the word expression with washing knocking or washing carpet. So that's in your series.
What
but one second, excuse me, just 1 second. But Rashi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda more important. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that before Matan Torah, since there was no such category of Meyoin and not Meyoin, everything was Mitabachle. So Mele, the use of Meyoin was in Roshin Shein Noki. So Rashi is that even before Matan Torah, so the washing mayo is not the washing chain, okay. But it's not the most comedic expression. So that's why Rashi says, even though when both expressions are not, but one is more washing covered and the other is less washing covered. So then if the less washing covered is shorter, so you should use the shorter expression. How come that the Torah used the longer expression? Use the longer expression and not the shorter expression. In the Yach, Habeimo Asher, so Ramiyene says, there in the time of Neyach, Meyo would have been a Loshin Sheinoki, and vis-a-vis Loshin Sheinoki, so we are Mechuye to be Neyachim and to be married. But Rashi holds that even the Neyach, it wouldn't have been Loshin Sheinoki. It wouldn't have been the most refined expression. Now, if it's a question of more refined and less refined, both of which are Noki, so then we have to use the shorter expression. So why did the Torah use the longer expression? In order to teach us a lesson. So once the Torah was married, to teach us a lesson that one should be particular about using refined language. Yes?
What's the gallows of saying Lashon Kitzira?
That has a didactic function, an educational
function. They don't get mixed up.
Yeah, that's right. You see, that's why Rabbi Sharon Chuba says that only in Torah, what we learn about them when you talk to people, so it's more proper to use a more refined expression, even though it's longer, than to use a shorter expression, which is less refined. Because when you talk to people and you are engaged in a conversation, so then there is no didactic function. Fine. So you go as a kashet go the cheves, the yeshaves, the chiyadonimu, the goma, the cheves. Now, Recheves by Yichon is not Rosh Hashanah, it's only less refined than Yisheves. And now when both are not, one is more refined and the other less refined, so then we have to use the shorter expression. So So the question is, will heaven be shaven with the Adonai be Goma? So he says, Rechebes Ksiva. The Afal Gav, the Motzo and Lichtav, Name Yishebes Chosea, Niu, Kol Hasei Yishebetoiro, Midrishem, Boi, Bichan Lo Matcho Bechisorin Ze, Shetitzeis Roshitzor, Bapiru Hu Migune, Shai Kam Topos Roshimigune, Rashi Mitzis Roshimigune, but it means less refined. Because
what's wrong with your chavis?
What? We learned it already, because by Isha it's not the most refined expression. Because it's not the ideal
position
for a woman to go horse riding, unless she has to. But just for fun, it's not the most needed thing. Hanne trägt auch nie, da wir jasle, kam ich dir ab. Chadoma, שאַפֿי סינען הישמייצ קי דבראַך אמיסונ מיסונק מאַדץ נאָט אַ פיינע פראש די חדמא שאַפֿי סינען הישמייצ קי די מיסן נא אגיי יוא סי איף יוא האב טו יוז די אקספרשן דבראַך. Let's say, suppose you talk about news in Israel and that somebody proposed a bill to Asher the Baracha, the sale of the Baracha in Israel. Is there anything wrong, unrefined? It's a fact. I mean, what should we say? He should use another expression. He has to tell the true facts. But here, when he tells me, when Talmud made the marshal and he could have said, he didn't have to say the Barach Musuk. And what did it show? It showed that there is an element of vulgarity in his character. He tried to emphasize the expression of Barach. That's why, I mean, it was in this manner. Chadoma Shabbisina Shmaite Kikdimi Sunoka. Kikdimi Sunoka. Ulishtoy Rav Bahadi Deich. Now here it wasn't a question. It wasn't a question of a less refined expression. When somebody has to talk about Chazer, it's a Machorian. He can use the expression Chazer or the Bahadi. Nothing wrong. There is no mere success not to talk about it. But to use it as a marshal, so it was more than undefined. It was vulgar. That's why Rav didn't even talk to him. If it had involved only something that is not very refined, so Rav wouldn't have stopped talking to him. Apparently Rav considered that Talmid that he had a streak of vulgarity in him, and that's why he stopped talking to him, in order to change him, to discipline him. But the story Rav had there. Now, Kedim Sunken Dioi, sinu poshnayitas, dimali gad gibi sinik, loy, gmora di Shabbos, said Manish Leizo. His gabba, what does it mean? His gabba mazoli? His gabba mazoli balti oye. So, gad gdi, gad, that's mazal, gdi, his gabba, be powerful. You see the clay, don't be fatigued, tired. Right. Hane chvei talmidei. Hane chvei talmidei dame jaspe kame de rav. Chadomar shabbi simon haishmaitze. Hane chvei talmidei dame jaspe kame de hila. אחד מנהי רבי יחנן בן זכאי, ויאמר לו כמה דרבי, אחד מנהי רבי יחנן, חד אומם, נעימה ביצרים ביטרה, ואין נסכים ביטרה, אחד אומם, נעימה ביצרים ביטרה, ומסכים ביטומה. Now, מסכים is an expression that is used in connection of this in olives. The harvesting of olives is called misike. Now, the harvesting of grapes of Hanobi is called ptsire. So the halacha is that the beitzrim bitar, in other words, beitzrim bitare, that when you when you harvest the grapes, so and you use kelim, you want, so then you have to use kelim that are toyer, kelim that are toyer, not kelim that are tomer. And but when you harvest olives, it doesn't matter. So you can harvest olives with kelim
that are tummy.
That are tummy. So the question is why? Well, there is a reason. Because sometimes when you harvest
grapes,
any fruit, whether it's grapes or olives, so some juice is squeezed out unintentionally. He doesn't want to, you know, to squeeze out juice. After all, he wants to keep, to preserve them, but unintentionally, inadvertently, so some juice will be exuded in the course of the harvest, in the course of the harvest. Now, so then, so we say, oh, look at the Rashi. They involve it through the power of the human being. The meiskim itar b'zein sin kokor misik. Yitzok u meiskim itar b'zein misak ha-shabes, b'zei ha-shabes. L'chosh it meil ha-yitzim and the juice that comes out from the olives is not considered mashke to be machshir. To be machshir.